The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Notice what God had to say to America and other Israelitish nations in Jeremiah chapter 30, beginning in verse 15. It says this, "Why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities. Because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you." Now God is talking about the time of Jacob's trouble. All of the problems and curses that are going to come up on us, and already are. God says they're coming up on us because of all of our many sins. We know things aren't right in America. We are depressed because of all the curses that's coming upon us. God is telling us, the nations of Israel, and especially the two birthright nations of Israel, the United States and the British people, that there's no need to moan and groan about our problems, because we have brought all these curses on ourselves by turning our back on our Maker. And He said, our sorrows are incurable because of our sins. And we won't repent and change our course. At least we haven't up to this point. And it's very doubtful that we will. God is also letting us know that we won't try to solve our problems the only way possible, and that is by turning to God in repentance and obedience to His Word. God lets us know He is correcting us for our many sins. Neglecting to rear our kids according to God's Word is one of our many sins. It's a sin of omission. Our jails, prisons, mental institutions, and correctional centers, plus all the other evils such as teenage pregnancy, abortion, social programs, drug addicts, alcoholics, on and on we could go. But this should suffice. But all of these curses have come up on us because we have kicked God and His Word out of our life. But a merciful, loving God continues, and He says here in verse 11, Jeremiah 30, "For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you. Though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you, I will not make a complete end of you. But I will correct you in justice and will not let you go altogether unpunished." God says He is going to correct us, and I am sure that that is in process right now. God wants us to turn so that He won't have to correct us severely. But will we? Will you? "For thus says the Eternal," and verse 12 here, "your affliction is incurable, your wound is severe." Yes, it will take the return of Jesus Christ to heal our wounds, because we won't turn to Christ now and be spared from our demise. Did you notice what verse 12 said? "For thus says the Eternal, your affliction is incurable and your wound is severe." And it's reaching that point, isn't it, my friends, that our wounds are severe. Now notice verse 13, God continues, "There is no one to plead your cause, that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicines." God said we will run out of remedies to patch up and cover our wounds. And we are just about there as I speak in February 2011. Verse 14, "All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased." My friends, sins have increased with each generation in America. It did in ancient Israel as well. It also did in Adam and Eve's generation as well. What will happen when China and other nations quit financing our debt? Where will we be at that time? Nations have been talking about making another currency, the reserve currency, in place of the dollar. And it will happen if we don't get our financial house in order. And I doubt that we do that. God said He will wound us for our many sins because they continue to increase, ignoring God's instructions as to how to rear, train, and teach our kids in the home, schools, and churches is one of our great sins, which has multiplied in the last 50 to 60 years. There is concern about the financial burden we are piling up for our kids. We have neglected teaching our kids moral and spiritual values and responsibility, and perhaps you as a parent weren't taught that either. Now, as I have said many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, all our problems are spiritual in nature. The cause of all of our problems, our curses, is because our spiritual house is out of order, and we as a nation have no intentions of putting our spiritual house in order. You personally can and should. Will you? Nations are also dumping dollars for fear they will become worthless. There is much fear, even in America, of the dollar collapsing. If we had obeyed God in teaching every generation from the time of our ancestors, ancient Israel, from the time that they went in to possess the promised land of Canaan, and from the time of the founding of our nation, the laws of God, His commandments, statutes, and judgments, we would not be in the mess that we find ourselves in today. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, God has much to say, and this is what God has commanded you to do. Listen carefully to what God said in the 1400 B.C., and it is still valid today. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning in verse 4, and I quote, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." We didn't hear that, did we? We have put many things before God, and self is one of them. Verse 5, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might." But we have loved self. We have put self before our God. "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart." Most people doesn't even know what God has commanded us to do, and could care less. Verse 7, notice this carefully, my friends. Perk up your ears and hear this. "You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." God is talking about His laws, His statutes, and His judgments. He is talking about His way of life that we were and should have taught our kids generation after generation. Well, maybe you would like to ask yourself, do you teach your kids God's law? Do you teach your kids God's way of life? Verse 8, "You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes." God's laws are a guide to life, and that's what God wanted us to understand, and He wanted us to teach our kids that His laws are a guide to our path. "You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." Yes, God is speaking of His laws. We have the Bible, but we don't read it. We kick God's law out of every place that we can, and we kick God's word and God's commandments out of every place we can, and we are paying a high price for that. We don't want to live by the word of God. We want to follow the god of this age, the devil, because there are thrills in breaking God's laws, and we like the thrills and pleasures they bring for the moment. We like them enough to suffer the consequences they bring on us. But the harvest of reaping what we sow is getting more severe, and will continue to do so until we are thrust out of our homeland, just like our ancient forefathers, ancient Israel, were. Just as our ancient ancestors, ancient Israel, were, God told them what would happen if they turned from Him, and if they didn't teach their kids His laws. They forgot God. They didn't continue to teach their offspring, generation after generation, and the land vomited them out, just as God told them that it would. God said the same will happen to us, their offspring, because we have forgotten God as well. Generation after generation in America has drifted farther from God, and look where we are. Do you like where we are, my friends? You should wake up and realize why we are where we are. We don't feel safe in our home, in our automobile, on the highway, even in church or any other public meeting hall or any other place, including the workplace. I'm describing America. We can't understand why the shooting sprees goes on in America from our own citizens. We wonder why these things happen. How many times have we wondered and tried to figure out why someone of our own nation will take a gun and start shooting and killing and wounding innocent people of all ages, such as this recent tragedy in Tucson, Arizona, in January 8, 2011, and all the other similar incidents that we have gone through. Could there be a cause which we are overlooking? Could there be cause and effect? Are we all guilty? Are we all responsible? Have we all had a part to play in making America the way it is? Well, as I said, we just can't figure out why we are living under curses. I don't think most Americans would even admit the fact that we are living under curses. I want you to notice a prophecy God spoken 3,500 years ago in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, beginning in verse 15. And this is a prophecy for our nation today, my friends, and we should perk up our ears and listen to what God had to say, because it is coming to pass, and it did happen. It was a dual prophecy. It happened before, and it is in process today. Verse 15 of Deuteronomy chapter 28. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today. But did you notice, my friends, God said, observe carefully, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Verse 16, cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. God wanted us to know, and it's a warning to you and me today, that there's no place in America, as a matter of fact, there's probably no place in the whole world where you can go and escape problems and curses that have come up on this world because we have turned our back on our Maker. But God wants you to know that these curses are nationwide in our nation. Verse 17, cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. That's talking about food. Now, is the food that we eat, is it all good for you, my friend? Does it cause sickness and disease? Cursed shall be the fruit of your body. That means the offspring, your kids, and the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. Now let me ask you, is everything going right for America? Is everything turning out right for America? Or does anything turn out right for America anymore? God said, cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke, and all that you set your hand to do, until you are destroyed, and until you perish quickly, because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. God makes it very plain that our curses, our problems, we call them problems, and we try to solve them by treating the effect and not the cause, are coming upon us and have come upon us and will become more severe, much more severe, my friends, because of our many sins. I see my time is up. We've got to break off there. We will pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, call us for our free booklets and literature. Today we're offering Christian Principles of Parenting and Understanding the Commandments. These are booklets that you need to read, my friend, and you need to live by what you read in them because it's God's Word. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Order online and listen to pre-recorded programs, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. But call us and request these booklets, Christian Principles of Parenting and Understanding the Commandments. This is Pete Hornbuckle. On the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.